Middle East Policy, Trump vs. Biden. Commentary: Former President Donald Trump's statement that the attack on Israel by Iran would not have happened if we were in office has drawn derision, including from his former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton called the remark delusional, saying that President Trump has no idea what to do in the Middle East in this situation. If President Trump is delusional, Bolton has amnesia regarding what happened on his watch and after. In less than 4 years under President Biden, we have witnessed the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan and subsequently the Russian attack on Ukraine, the Hamas attack on Israel, and now the unprecedented massive attack by Iran on Israel. During the four Trump years, there were, for practical purposes, no violent, aggressive international incidents. This cannot be attributed to President Trump not doing anything provocative. In May of 2018, shortly after Bolton became National Security Advisor, President Trump took the historic initiative of moving the American Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Reports were that the move would provoke significant unrest among Palestinians, possibly a new intifada. I had the privilege of attending the dedication of the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and can confirm it occurred in quiet and serenity. No unrest, no uprising, no intifada. In another major step that same month, the Trump administration announced withdrawal from the nuclear deal made with Iran by President Barack Obama and five other nations. Thus, sanctions on Iranian oil sales were reinstated. Thanks to President Trump, multiple billions in cash flow to Iran, funds they used to fund and advance terror, were cut off. In August of 2018, the Trump administration announced cutoff of $200 million in aid to the Palestinians, citing as one reason activities and influence of the terrorist group Hamas. In September 2018, President Trump ordered the closing of the office in Washington, D.C., of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And then, in January 2020, President Trump directed the assassination of Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani, deemed responsible for attacks resulting in the death of an American contractor. In September 2020, President Trump presided over the signing of the historic Abraham Accords, which I also had the privilege to attend, achieving peace between Israel and three Arab nations, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco. Reports are that cooperation with these Arab states provided vital intelligence that helped defer the massive Iranian attack on Israel. In less than 4 years, President Trump changed the face of the Middle East, the most challenging diplomatic terrain in the world, for the better. All without violence or aggression. In 2021, Joe Biden took over the presidency. Soon, the $200 million in Palestinian aid was restored. Then President Biden allowed waivers on the sanctions on Iran, releasing multi-billions in cash flow to them. And here we are now, amid a new flood of instability and violence, wondering how far this dangerous situation will deteriorate. It seems clear that President Trump is totally justified in his claim that we would not have today's turmoil if he still held office. The lesson from the Trump years teaches that the best policy for stability is strength, engagement, and clarity about right and wrong. Exactly the opposite of we are getting from President Biden. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson is now trying to advance a package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The version passed in Senate totals $95 billion. Let's note that the price of oil is up $30 per barrel since Joe Biden took office. This costs U.S. consumers annually some $200 billion. What's the price of peace? Is it worth $95 billion? Johnson should provide the same leadership as President Trump provided over his 4 years by guiding through this aid package. The world is small, and evil forces are clearly aggressive. The lesson of the Biden administration is that there is no escape from passivity in the face of evil.